local LLMs, quantization, hardware, and usability. Running powerful local language models is moving steadily from the realm of research into practical, everyday use, even for those without enterprise-grade hardware. A recent hands-on with DeepSeek R1 on a 24GB GPU, Giga Computing 6980P Xeon, demonstrates that quantized models, particularly at Q4 and Q1 levels, can achieve around 10 to 13 tokens per second on a 500-token context length. This performance, while not groundbreaking, is respectable for local deployments and highlights the impact of quantization, a process that reduces model size and memory requirements by lowering numerical precision, often with minimal performance loss. However, hardware nuances remain critical. The tests reveal that single-socket CPU setups outperform dual-socket configurations for token generation due to RAM bandwidth bottlenecks and NUMA, non-uniform memory access latency. Cross-node memory access is a persistent drag. Prompt processing, in contrast, may benefit from dual sockets since it's more CPU-bound. Users experimenting with Intel's AMX, Advanced Matrix Extensions, instructions via K-transformers report potential speedups, but GPU requirements persist for optimal performance. For those interested in getting started with ChatGPT-like models at home, even modest hardware, such as an i5 CPU with 32GB RAM and an 8GB RTX 3070, can support basic local LLM inference. Tools like Llama, paired with Open Web UI or LM Studio, make it straightforward to run and interact with open models. Still, users should temper expectations. With 8GB VRAM, only smaller models, e.g., Gemma 3.4b, will run smoothly, and real-time internet search or image generation features remain out of reach unless integrated with additional components like stable diffusion for text-to-image tasks. Section: Model Context Protocol and Hybrid Reasoning Workflows. The Model Context Protocol is quietly transforming how local and remote AI models collaborate. By standardizing how models and tools communicate, MCP enables workflows where a lightweight local model triages user input, then hands off complex reasoning to a more powerful remote model via API before formatting the final response locally. This hybrid approach balances privacy, performance, and capability. Local models provide responsiveness and data control, while remote models offer advanced reasoning or access to up-to-date knowledge. Setting up MCP is as simple as configuring server endpoints in a JSON settings file. Users can connect to Hugging Face MCP servers or even run custom inference providers. This modularity also enables chaining multiple servers and tools, letting developers compose complex multi-model pipelines with minimal friction. The ecosystem is expanding. For example, Gensokyo MCP acts as a bridge between the OneBot messaging protocol and MCP, opening up chatbots to a wide array of LLMs and applications. This interoperability is not just for hobbyists. As AI workflows become increasingly distributed, MCP's role as the glue between models, tools, and platforms is set to grow, especially as more applications demand seamless, privacy-preserving handoffs between local and cloud-based intelligence. Local-first memory and retrieval, architecture trends. Builders of local-first AI agents are grappling with the challenges of persistent, structured memory. One solo developer's quest for a memory-heavy assistant highlights common requirements: verbatim recall, not just summaries, tagging, cross-linking, and encrypted storage, ideally on a Mac Mini or similar hardware, with data backed up but never leaving the user's control. Approaches range from simple file-based logs wrapped in YAML or Markdown, to DuckDB for structured queries, to embedding-based search via Llama Index or GPT-powered vectors. Yet the need for both raw context and flexible retrieval remains unmet by most off-the-shelf solutions. The discussion draws parallels to email indexing projects and highlights the tension between unstructured, dump-everything strategies and the desire for semantic, tag-driven retrieval. The challenge is not just technical but philosophical. How to build a private agent that reflects its user's life, evolves over time, and remains genuinely useful, without surrendering control to the cloud. On the retrieval front, query classifiers are emerging as essential tools for retrieval augmented generation, RAG, pipelines. By filtering out irrelevant or vague queries before they hit the LLM, these classifiers save compute resources and improve user trust. Rule-based components, combined with small language models, enable domain-specific customization, such as filtering for only liver-related health queries or electric vehicle topics. Developer productivity, integration, and coding workflows. AI coding assistants are being reimagined not as autonomous agents, but as context-aware, user-driven tools. Two open-source projects, Athenor and Bring Your AI, take aim at the pain of copy-pasting and context loss in chat-based workflows. Athenor lets users assemble relevant files and context, generates prompts for ChatGPT or similar tools, and then shows diffs before any code is changed. This human-in-the-loop approach preserves control and transparency, especially for multi-file or complex projects. Bring Your AI, meanwhile, focuses on bridging VS Code and web-based AI chats. By enabling developers to inject precise code context into any chat website without relying on opaque agentic tools, the extension puts the user back in the driver's seat. The philosophy is clear. Developers know their code base best, and AI should augment, not replace, their expertise. This is a direct response to the limitations of current IDE agents, which often guess context and make sweeping changes that are hard to audit or control. The SDK ecosystem is also maturing. New TypeScript SDKs for Claude, SDK TIS, offer chainable APIs and deep observability, letting developers stream responses, handle tool calls, and inspect token usage, all essential for robust, production-grade AI integrations. Multimodal models, video, vision, and unified architectures. The frontier of multimodal AI is advancing rapidly, with open models now offering capabilities that would have seemed out of reach for non-corporate users just a year ago. Google's Gemma 3N E4B, for example, introduces a MATformer architecture allowing nested submodels and selective parameter activation. Despite having 8 billion parameters, Gemma 3N can run at the memory footprint of a 4B model thanks to offloading of low utilization matrices. The model supports text, audio, image, and video inputs with open weights and efficient inference on low resource devices, a significant step for democratizing multimodal AI. Baidu's ERNIE 4.521BA3BPT pushes the envelope further with a heterogeneous mixture of experts, MO architecture. By jointly training on text and images and using modality-isolated routing and advanced quantization, ERNIE achieves high performance across both language and vision tasks. The model's infrastructure innovations, like intranode expert parallelism and 4.5-bit lossless quantization, underscore the arms race to make large, multimodal models both efficient and scalable. On the practical side, AI2C AI's Ovis U1 offers a unified 3B parameter model for multimodal understanding, text-to-image generation, and image editing, all within a single framework. Ovis U1's benchmark scores put it near the top of its class, and its open-source release lowers the barrier to local experimentation. For video generation, ByteDance's ATI, Any Trajectory Instruction, brings fine-grained, trajectory-based motion control to open-source video models. ATI unifies object, local, and camera movements and provides interactive tools for editing motion paths, a leap forward for controllable video synthesis. Meanwhile, Princeton's Video Game Bench sets a new bar for evaluating vision language models, VLMs. Can they play and complete classic video games using only raw visual inputs and high-level instructions? The benchmark decouples model latency from game performance by introducing a light setting and challenges VLMs on strategic, multi-step tasks across genres. Current models, including Gemini 2.5 Pro and Llama 4 Maverick, are being put to the test in scenarios that demand both visual intelligence and strategic reasoning. Document automation, OCR, and workflow tools. Enterprise and individual users alike are benefiting from rapid advances in document automation. Morphic, a locally run document workflow system, leverages vision language models, VLMs, to automate the extraction, validation, and searchability of complex documents. By integrating multimodal search and custom logic, Morphic is already streamlining processes like invoice management, flagging issues, extracting key data, and organizing metadata for downstream automation. The roadmap includes remote API calls for notifications and approvals, hinting at the convergence of AI-driven automation and traditional workflow tools. On the OCR front, user experience remains uneven. Paddle OCR, when deployed without GPU support and minimal CPU resources, struggles with non-English scripts such as Slavic characters, highlighting the persistent gap in multilingual document processing. Tesseract 5, by contrast, shows better accuracy, underscoring the importance of both model selection and hardware configuration for production-grade OCR. Even mainstream tools are getting leaner and faster. CK Editor 5, a widely used JavaScript-rich text editor, recently cut its bundle size by 40% through aggressive tree shaking and optimization. This not only improves load times and developer experience, but exemplifies a broader trend. As AI and traditional software converge, efficiency and modularity are becoming non-negotiable. Section: Platform Manipulation and Cultural Trends. AI-generated content is now mainstream enough to quietly infiltrate cultural platforms. A recent case saw an AI slop band amass 500,000 listeners on Spotify before being exposed as algorithmically generated. Such incidents raise questions about authenticity, platform curation, and the future of creative work, especially as AI-generated content becomes harder to distinguish from human output. As more workflows, from coding to document management to music, become AI-augmented, the tension between automation, transparency, and human oversight is only set to deepen. The tools and protocols emerging today, from MCP to local-first memory systems and multimodal benchmarks, are the scaffolding for a new era of AI-augmented infrastructure, where the line between user and agent, local and remote, real and generated, grows ever more nuanced.